Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. My life depends on
your touch. The Memphis Express are making their home debut this weekend on Saturday inside the Liberty Bowl. Going to be on the NFL Network. Brian Billick is an NFL Network analyst, and as we talked about, NFL Network does provide live coverage, will be providing live coverage of that game Saturday, 7 o'clock Central, and Brian Billick joins us now. Brian, how are you? Thanks for the time.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We are doing all good here.
Thank you.
In Memphis. So before we get to the game itself and Coach Singletary, because I know you guys certainly have a relationship, what did you personally think of the debut weekend of the Alliance of American Football?
I was very, very impressed. I really was. Not only with the product on the field, but with the presentation of it by the multiple networks. I really thought it was excellent. The tempo of the game, I love the fact the officials kept the pace going. I've been advocating the extra official from above, the sky cam official or whatever, that can be that extra set of eyes. I just thought it was excellent all the way around.
Were you skeptical going in? Because there always seems to be this, this level of skepticism when it comes to any kind of other football league not named the NFL. We've seen leagues come and go throughout the years. Were you skeptical going into it?
Sure, just because we've seen so many other leagues, and some of it done, adequately, some not so adequately. But I think the fact that the connection with the NFL in terms of the way they've gone about it, the people involved, Bill Polian and Charlie Ebersole have been absolutely brilliant. I think Bill Polian has really brought a level of expertise in terms of how the league should be brought together, how the players should be brought together, how they're going to be coached. Just everything about it. You kind of knew this was going to be okay. And then when you look at the coaches they had, some of the general managers, you just knew this was going to be that step above from what we've seen before.
Coach, let me ask you this, kind of boiling it down to specifically kickoffs and not having them. I felt like as a consumer, I was getting more football, but I'm interested in as a former coach, as the analyst, do you like it? Do you think it will get to a point in the NFL where there are no kickoffs? What did you think about that?
Well, yes, it's a big play that can certainly have an impact on the game. But look at the way it's done right now in the NFL. You kick off, you go to commercial, you come back, you run the thing.
Then,
the way they've elongated it out.
Yep.
And clearly from the injury standpoint, and they've talked about that for a long time, it's hard to argue with this is just that many fewer opportunities to have those type of injuries.
Coach, how key is quarterback play to the success of this league? Because, Coach, if you don't have points and you don't have big plays, you're not going to have those fans in the seat. And for a new enterprise, you figure how key is that? And will it get to a level that's got, hey, I want to come watch this?
I think that combined, I think, yeah, absolutely. And it's same true of the NFL, right? I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league. So you have to have quality play at the quarterback position. I think the fact that the defenses are limited in terms of some of the pressure packages they can have, the clock that ups the pace of this. I think that is all geared towards let's give the fans what they want in terms of a fast-paced, high-scoring. Now, whether it turns out that way, I mean, obviously defenses adjust. Some teams better quarterback play than others. And let's also remember that the guys that are here, it's a great opportunity for them, but they're here for a reason.
Right.
They have struggled to get into the NFL, some simply because of the situation they're in or whatever the circumstances are. But, yeah, I think at the end of the day, and not to be simplistic about it, but the team that has the quarterback that plays best is going to be the team that can end up winning this thing.
Well, just because you have been in the NFL and you've got all this expertise, and people were talking about it from the weekend, do you think we'll ever get to a point where the NFL's sending down third stringers, second stringers, and letting this sort of become a development league? Do you think, and is that important? How do you look at it?
Yeah, oh, I think we already have it. I think the general managers and the people involved communicate with the NFL teams. When it came to the practice squad guys, you know, now they're going to be a little protective to a degree, but there are guys that definitely go on. This was a little like NFL Europe. We specifically sent guys to NFL Europe because we wanted to have more snaps. It is a tremendous
smart
evaluation opportunity to look at these guys with a complete resume rather than in training camp. It's hard to get a good look at a guy in training camp to determine his ability to play in the NFL. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to sound like Allen Iverson here, but it's practice, man.
No doubt.
It's practice. Yeah. You know, you need the games and their ability and kind of a disjointed preseason game, which it tends to be in terms of players in and out and the way you prepare for it. This is a tremendous opportunity for these guys to put a complete resume together.
Yep.
They clearly, Brian, approached this enterprise with that in mind. You know, some leagues have come and they've almost tried to be alternatives, right? They've almost tried to be competition with the NFL. And clearly from the outset, the AAF is saying, you know, we want to one day be a feeder to the NFL. We want to have a, you know, potentially maybe even a partnership with the NFL. How important has that approach to it been for them that, hey, we're not trying to replace the NFL. We're trying to maybe be a feeder system to the NFL. How important is that approach to its success?
Huge, because it's sustainable. It has a potential. The others have no chance whatsoever to compete with the NFL. You're just not going to do it. It can't happen. So this to be a supplement to that, and what are the numbers they're saying? There are 80 million people that don't follow sports other than football once the Super Bowl's over, and this gives them an avenue. Yeah. I'm impressed with the product. I think as a fan to watch it, it has a good feel about it. And to take that approach and keeping the salaries at a certain level, they're all being paid basically like developmental squad guys. So it's a good wage. They're bringing in good coaching people. I mean, it's a great, not only for a platform for players, but for coaches, for officials,
yep,
and try out some of these new rules that may very well find their way into the NFL.
No question. We are, of course, talking to Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, going to be on the call this weekend. Memphis Express taking on the Arizona Hotshots in Memphis. NFL Network, 7:00. Last question on the league itself before we get to Mike Singletary and some other things. But this weekend, the AAF outrated the NBA, a primetime NBA game, but yet the AAF in its first week had better ratings on television. To me, the message is, as Americans, we cannot get enough football, no matter who it is, no matter where it is, as long as the presentation is as such and is adequate, we will tune in. Is that the message that you think it sent?
Yeah, evidently. I'm always amazed that the draft, which has turned into a cottage industry itself in late April, that the draft will outrate NBA and hockey, and these are playoff games,
yeah,
and will typically outrate those broadcasts. And the draft at the heart is what? It's making a list. You know, the draft, if you really wanted to, you could probably do the draft in about 6 or 7 hours in the morning with the technology we have and just whip through the names. But we've turned it into this cottage industry, and it has turned into this mega event that outdraws NBA and hockey playoff games.
No, it is. It's absolutely amazing. So, Coach, is it true, Coach, that you gave Mike Singletary, who is now obviously on the sidelines for the Memphis Express, did you give him his first coaching job?
I did. It was a natural. I had Ray Lewis at linebacker, and we had some great linebacker coach, Jack Del Rio. He went on, obviously, to become the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, you don't just bring in anybody to coach Ray Lewis. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to bring in a Hall of Famer. I'm going to bring in a guy that can look Ray Lewis in the eye and say, look, this maybe helped raise what was already a tremendous level up to the next level. Mike had shown an interest in wanting to coach and did a phenomenal job for us.
I just remember, Coach, as a Bears fan back then, thinking, what are my Bears doing? We let Coach Billick go out and get Singletary. Like, why would you not have this guy back home? It was a great. It turns out it was a great hire for you.
It was. It was great to have him there, and then he hooked up with Mike Nolan, went on with him to San Francisco. But it's going to be good. Dennis Thurman brought with me into Baltimore. He was with us in Baltimore. And on the other side, Rick Neuheisel. Phil Savage was my personnel guy in Baltimore. Yep. So it's going to be a fun weekend for me to reconnect.
I think Flacco came in 1 year after you were gone, Coach. Will that be a success in Denver? What do you see? Do you like the move?
It could be. He can still play. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to be in the right situation with the right people, obviously the right thing happening. Joe Flacco can still definitely play. And for Denver, I think it's a good choice. I think they're a team that thinks they're still good enough on defense and are still, you know, they're that one player away. Now, I always worry about that when, you know, with those teams that think they're one player away typically aren't. But in this instance, with the quarterback and with the team he's with, I think it could be a good fit.
Antonio Brown, the report from your colleague over at NFL Network, Ian Rapoport, is that Antonio Brown will be meeting with Art Rooney. When it is so public, when it has become as public as it has with Antonio Brown, do you think there's a way back for him and Pittsburgh, or do you think it's inevitable that a split will happen?
You know what? This is all about the money. It really is. He wants a contract where typically Steelers don't do a contract, redo a contract at this point. And then this is the time of the season that happens. Can they come back together? Yeah, possibly. You know, obviously it's a tremendous organization. He's had a lot of success. But ultimately, this has nothing to do with how he was dealt with or what he thinks of the people there. This was his way of getting a new contract. And if they can get that done, yeah. If not, he's going to have to end up going someplace else.
There's no question about it. Brian, we
thank
appreciate
you so
the
much
time,
for this,
as
coach.
Always.
Sounds good, guys.
Yep, he is Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst, going to be on the call this weekend on NFL Network. Game, of course, broadcasting on NFL Network. Memphis Express versus the Arizona Hot Shots. Do have a little bit of news.
What you got for me?
Which I think you could maybe find interesting. It is related to Colin Kaepernick. There has been a joint statement from the NFL. Obviously, NFL and Colin Kaepernick involved in a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the NFL says. For the past several months, it's a joint public statement. For the past several months, counsel for Mr. Kaepernick and Mr. Reed have engaged, Eric Reed that is,
yep.
have engaged in an ongoing dialogue with representatives of the NFL. As a result of those discussions, the parties have decided to resolve the pending grievances. The resolution of this matter is subject to a confidentiality agreement, so there will be no further comment by any party. NFL settled. That's what happened.
Well,
they didn't want to take this thing to trial.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because they know.
I mean, because Kaepernick probably had a pretty good case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it, to me, right? That's what it says to me. Obviously, collusion is at the heart of this. And was the NFL colluding to, you know, blackball Colin Kaepernick?
Did you see the article with Stern, the former NBA commissioner, coming out and saying that he thought so? And that if it was his, you know, if this was an NBA situation, that Kaepernick would be in the league. Did you see that? And what did you think of those comments? Did you see that?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, him coming as former commish.
Yeah.
I remember he had the thing with Mahmoud and the anthem
yep.
where Mahmoud wasn't standing for it. And you know, the commissioner stuck to the rule. And keep in mind, Adam Silver, who is so beloved, didn't change the anthem rule.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the difference? It's the way, and it's why people are asking right now, could he be commissioner of the NFL? You know what I'm saying? It's the way he treats the players. It's the way he appreciates them and makes, that's what I'm talking about. It's how they, NFL players right now, if you talk to them, you know, regular, probably would feel more like, right, cattle mm-hmm. than the actual show themselves. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And Silver's done it. You guys are the product. You are who we value most. And so there's a different feeling, and when you have that different feeling of appreciation and all that, like we feel like we've got the power, you have people willing to abide by whatever rules you've got. So Silver's got that same rule. You're gonna stand up. In the NBA, you don't see the mess.
Yeah, Pro Football Talk.
Players feel respected.
Pro Football Talk says the over-under, he's putting the over-under for the Kaepernick settlement at $49.5 million. Do you think it was over or under that?
See, and folks talking about,
he wanted $20 million, by the way, to play for the Memphis Express. Or maybe more.
Not in Memphis.
Well, I mean, we need him.
It was the AAF, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
we wouldn't Express the deal was with, right?
Yeah, but it needs to be with the Memphis Express. We need quarterbacks.
He'd be an upgrade.
You want to talk about butts in seats.
Do you think there would be, like, I guess you're right, there would be a huge crowd
dude,
for that.
Dude, the national
the
media.
Yeah,
bro,
you're right.
The national media
right. Okay, okay.
swarm onto Memphis.
You're right. Okay, but yes, you're right. There would be a very curious, there'd be a curiosity aspect to all of that, no question about it.
Yeah.
How many would we get? How many would we get at a Memphis Express game for Colin Kaepernick? 30,000? 40,000?
40.
40?
Yeah.
You think Colin Kaepernick draws more than Memphis football did last year?
Dude, he's such a polarizing figure. Like, so many people would go to see that debut.
I mean, you have to take it in consideration, yeah, predominantly black town. That's gonna there's going to be a lot of Kaepernick support here. I don't know that you get 40 out there, Bennett. It's still going to be a rainy, you know, not rainy, but windy day out there, wet, cold. Remember still?
I really think you
I would say it goes from what I suspect will be a crowd of between 8,000 and 12,000 to maybe you got 25 out there. If you,
25,000?
Had, if you had Kaepernick.
Do you think the
members? On this first time. Because I will go back to what we did. Weather, guys. We ain't football people. All right.
Do you think the Memphis Express?
We're basketball time.
Do you think the Memphis Express need Colin Kaepernick?
Let me see these hot shots first.
You got the 49ers.
No, you don't
connection.
Need to see the hot shots.
Well, you said, do we need him?
Yeah. Do the Memphis Express need Colin Kaepernick?
You don't need him to survive. Colin Kaepernick's not playing for any AAF team right now.
Did you see the Express last week?
I saw him.
Okay.
I want to see Zach Mettenberger before I say they got this team got no chance. They had this guy's in the clipboard last week. I thought he was going to be the starter.
Well,
what's Singletary looking at?
Zach Mettenberger or Colin Kaepernick?
Bro, if we're talking about skills right now, I'm taking Kaepernick all day long. That's clear.
I'm going to need
off the couch. He's off the couch probably better at this point.
I'm going to need Mettenberger to be dressed out this week, please. Right? Am I wrong there?
Mm-hmm.
Can we see Zach in pads?
I didn't look like Brandon Silvers was ready either.
What
he comes in and
there?
Throws that first pick.
What happened there?
Do you think this settlement with the NFL you can say you're doing like the hurt thing where you don't
I mean,
say,
sorry.
You don't think you think
I wanted your opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion is let's see Mettenberger. That's my y'all knew my opinion.
Do you think this grievance and this settlement, which could be anywhere in the neighborhood of $50 million?
Oh, this dude's gonna get paid.
This is allow Colin Kaepernick to pursue an AAF career. He wanted $20 million. Well, now you don't need the money. You know, you can come suit up and show the world in the Memphis market that you still got it.
No, now you have the money and you have all the people that believe that you would come back out there, right? And I'm one of them that thinks he's better than a lot of the quarterbacks you got in the NFL right now, right? Especially some of these bums you put out there.
Yeah.
You don't play, so you always leave that with people saying, would have been. Don't go out there, and then see old rusty Colin Kaepernick. He's no good. You don't even need to
Come
do
on.
That at this point. Now you're paid.
You don't think he would kill the AAF?
Look, what I'm telling you right now is that Colin Kaepernick's mission in life now is about issues, okay? And trying for him,
well, we
it's
have an
more
issue.
About that than proving to you that he's still got it.
We have an
the
issue.
We have horrible
quarterback play. That is an issue.
Brother, he's about to get paid off this settlement. He's done feeling like he's got something to prove to you on a football field, I would imagine.
It's not just me.
Because for him.
It's not just me.
For him, I think at this point, at least if he's walking it like he's talking it, which to this point he has. He's put the money forward. I've told you that the entire way through, right? The bigger difference he can make at this point, John, in his life and in his mission is as a instrument of change, of trying to make change.
Let's just
just trying to draw attention to issues.
Come with me though for a second.
If you want to say, well, he ain't gonna change anything.
Who says that?
They're out there.
Okay, let's just in this hypothetical universe say that Mike Singletary
comes on every Tuesday.
Mike Singletary has decided to sign Colin Kaepernick. He's made the decision to give him $20 million.
I'm all in. Well, I mean, if you got that money, yeah, whatever.
You think Memphis as a community would rally around it, or do you think it would just be divided like everything else?
No, you would go. It's the whole seeing him again, much like that this first weekend, and you're hoping it turns into continued success for the AAF. But it'd be that sort of curiosity factor.
Yeah.
At least that first week.
Yeah. What, like, can he still play?
Yeah.
What's it going to look like?
What do you mean? Like, do you think protests out there?
Oh,
no.
God, no. I would certainly hope there would be protests.
No.
Yes.
So.
I'm just curious what you thought the reaction would be.
Bruh, Hackenberg's your quarterback.
Now, I know.
So quit dreaming.
Now, our buddy Benjamin Albright says that's a fake story about the $20 million AAF thing.
Mm-hmm.
The AAF did reach out to him about it, though. That's
yeah, but
true.
Yeah, like.
$20 million.
You think he really said, "Give me $20 million"?
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, you want me to play? That's what I'm gonna need. Why wouldn't you say $20 million? Like you said, he doesn't probably want to play anymore, so it's gonna take $20 million for him to do it.
I'm just saying the smarter move is to just let people continue to believe that for the rest of their lives that you would have come back and like been a god again out there or something. You know what I mean? Like so cold and you know so much. And why? Why go back out there and risk injury, risk being rusty?
Yeah.
He is how old now?
31.
Ah, she's still young.
He's young, see?
Man, they took that man's
aboard.
Career. They
all aboard. Wheels up for Colin Kaepernick. Get behind it.
Saw
that's some high octane offense right there.
Saw a tweet the other day is for just food for thought. We used to kneel for the anthem. Go look at all those pictures of Joe Namath and the old Jets kneeling for the anthem. It was the deal back then. You knelt for it.
So the news is
now we're triggered.
The news is Colin Kaepernick in November 2017
triggered.
Filed a grievance against the NFL, accusing the owners in the NFL of collusion to keep him out of the league. NFL initially requested to dismiss the case. They were denied by an arbitrator, so which meant that was going to trial.
Fat chance, NFL.
And today, about 10 minutes ago, there was a joint statement by attorneys and the NFL. They have resolved that grievance, which means settlement. And Pro Football Talk thinks you start that number at $49.5 million. So good day for Colin Kaepernick. There's no question about that. He got paid by the NFL.
Well, and watch him. He'll take some of that money and put it to some worthy causes, and hopefully he continues to draw attention to issues in this country that need the attention.
So there you go. Thanks again to Brian Billick for joining us.
Jarvis has let us know that this city would be all in on Cap.
Jarvis says all in on Kaepernick.
And he's right.
I don't think they would be all in on Kaepernick. He would not be all in. The city would not be all in. Come on. There would not. It would be all in. We're all in on Tiger basketball.
50% of it would be, what are you talking about?
50, like, that's not all 60? In, though.
I mean, we go up. How many black folks ain't gonna be down with Colin Kaepernick?
Well, I yes.
Well, then give me that whole 66% of the city, 65, whatever it is.
Okay.
You tell me that it wouldn't be a check in that box, and you wouldn't have them folks going out there.
Yeah,
of course
for sure.
Because what would happen is Colin would take all that NFL money and he'd buy the hood a bunch of tickets, and fill that thing up.
Okay. Would he get the buses like Mayor Harrington?
Because that's the kind of man I think he is. I've told you this the whole way through on this Kaepernick situation. I haven't agreed with every move he's made, some of the shirts, that kind of stuff, right? But I fully support him, 100% behind it. And believe it, get with it or get hit with it. And I'm glad he's getting his money, because he should have been playing a bunch of sorry quarterbacks in the NFL. This dude's better than probably two-thirds of them.
Two-thirds? That's a stretch. Two-thirds.
That's a stretch.
Well, he's not better than Stafford.
Two-thirds?
Stafford's coming down.
He might be better than five or six that are starting.
Nah. He's probably better than a third of what's out there.
He's better. He's probably.
And again, we're getting into years where we're talking about rust. And again, you'd be getting back into what he could do physically. He was already coming down a little bit. His judgment, his intercept, you know. Well, that last year he didn't throw picks. Last year.
He just wasn't very good. He wasn't awful, but he wasn't good.
Jarvis, all in, John. On Kaepernick. He's not coming, but we would be all in on him. And I also agree with Jarvis here. League don't need him, though. League doesn't need him.
The AAF, you're saying, does not need him?
No. League does. You said, do they need him? No, he doesn't need him. Go keep being a voice for change.
You say that now. Wait till
go keep being a voice for change.
Wait till Hackenberg's 8 of 21. You're going to have a different tune.
He's got a new mission in life. It ain't about throwing a ball.
All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis group is growing, and they are excited to announce a new addition, Live Love DeSoto. Our friend Jennifer and her team are licensed in both Tennessee and Mississippi. So no matter where you're looking to buy or sell in this area, the Live Love Memphis group and Live Love DeSoto group are ready to go to work for you.
That's right. They're the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies, the official realtor of this show, and have done work for members of this show, and that would be myself. I sold my house in 6 days. It took them and got multiple offers. And the key was the pricing, right? Jennifer Carstensen, the queen of this group and the leader, she told me, Jason, if you make this repair, this repair, this repair, I bet you I can sell this house for you at this price. And, man, I went and made those repairs, John. I put that faith in her, and that's what happened, bro. She sold it at just at full asking. Buyer paying closing. That's what you want. That's what Live Love can do for you.
Yeah, they've done it with Jason. They've done it for my friend Mandy. Mandy wanted to sell her existing home in Arlington for the same price as the new construction that was going up all around her. She was listed with another agent for 4 months. No luck, unfortunately. Then she turned to Live Love, and they strategically advertised the cost benefit to buying an existing property as opposed to new construction. Now, that might not make sense to you, but it makes a lot of sense to Live Love. And they sold the home in 1 week. That's what they do.
Once you put them on, it's going to go fast. And I'm speaking from personal experience. You guys know that by now. The website's livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person calls, the person we tell you to call every day, Jennifer Carstensen. She will get that home sold for you, whether it's in DeSoto, whether it's in Memphis, maybe it's in Germantown where she lives and works. You got some in Germantown, hand it over to the folks at Live Love, experts. And they're experts for all of Shelby County, all of DeSoto.
All right, so normally we save this kind of thing for the final segment of the day, but I can't contain my excitement any longer. Because this weekend, the All-Star weekend over in the NBA is absolutely 100% a showcase of some of the absolute best athletes in the world. Everybody from LeBron James to Nikola Jokic, Giannis, I mean, it is going to be all of the young stars will be in action, including Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be there. Dirk is going to be participating in the three-point contest. I am excited. I'm not excited about the dunk contest, as you guys know. We talked about that. Most people would not even be able to tell you what teams the majority of these participants play for. Like, I don't think most casual NBA fans could tell you what team Miles Bridges plays for. Do you?
Yeah.
Casual NBA fan.
He was a second-round pick, right? Maybe not.
Dennis Smith Jr.? Would people be able to tell you who he?
No, it's the Diallo one you don't. But
well, that one
OKC
for sure.
Fans know what he's capable of. Like, that's been tweeted to us. He's apparently quite the leaper.
But I am excited about the skills contest. Mike Conley is participating in that. So he is, you know, in all fairness, you know, he will likely never be an All-Star, right? We do this kind of every year. It's like an annual event, right? Will Mike Conley, will this be the year?
Unless you trade him to an Eastern Conference team. Probably not.
Right, which I guess could happen.
Could happen.
It could happen. But at least he's going to be a part of it. Like, he's going to feel it, and he's going to be, you know.
When you're part of the weekend and with, on the sideline with the other events with all the other stars, I imagine you start to feel a little bit like, yeah, okay, I'm here on All-Star Weekend. I'm participating in this kind of All-Star-ish.
If you were an NBA player and you weren't participating in any event, would you still go? Because that does happen.
Yeah, no.
There are guys, I guess the younger guys are the ones
they want to see it and be around and bling at that thing, you know.
Right,
you know,
stunt a little bit.
Yeah, you go, it's a little stunt.
But you would not go?
If I'm a veteran NBA guy, no, I'm getting away.
you're going on vacation.
It sounds like, I mean, like LeBron said, you know, made it sound like that's what he'd like to do is just kind of get away for a while and go take the break. Like, I figure that most of these NBA guys, especially the ones that have been down through it, are just like Hasseltine. You know, you've been through that many seasons. You get this break, you're going to take as much advantage of it as you can. You're going to get out of here. I'd suspect Hasseltine in Mexico somewhere because that's where I'd be. Mm-hmm. This is it's a grind. And so, I'd be over in some exotic island for as long as it could be.
Yeah,
until the break's over.
Have you seen the celebrity rosters?
Yes, I have. I'm actually looking forward to seeing Quavo out there again. He impressed me last year. Y'all didn't think I knew the Migos, man.
Yeah, he was the MVP, wasn't he? Didn't he take
home
the MVP?
Yes, he's trying to repeat.
All right, so let's just go through some of these.
He was actually good. Like, dude used to play.
I want to go through some of these, and I want you to tell me, do you know who they are, okay?
Yeah, you did this to me last year, and it was ugly.
Mike Coulter.
No.
He apparently is on Luke Cage. He's on that one. Yeah, he's on the.
Didn't that get canceled?
I don't know. Did it?
It did.
Not a good start.
Okay, Chris Daughtry.
How do you not know Chris Daughtry?
American Idol.
Yeah, he's on it. He lost, but he had a great career.
Became famous. Yeah.
I was a guy in Jurassic Park.
I'm coming home. That's
Who are
Chris
you
Pratt.
Of? Oh, that's correct. Yeah.
Wow. All white people must look the same.
Well, it was Chris.
All right. So we are
over. Terrence J.
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you know him?
Because he's on BET.
Famous Los.
Not familiar.
He does those videos on Facebook. Bennett, have you? I know you haven't seen it because you're
viral
on Facebook.
Dude. Yeah.
He does like he'll commentate on videos. You haven't seen him. Famous Lowe's.
Ask me if I know Dr. Oz. He's white.
I know you know Dr.
Get to
Oz.
These. Yeah. Hang on, one by one.
Dr. Oz.
Yeah, I know him well, and he's white.
Yep.
And I know white people.
Rhapsody.
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody last night.
Who the hell is Rhapsody?
Not familiar. I'm sorry.
I've never heard of this dude.
The risk of feeling like a fool.
No, I don't.
This list is going to be somebody we need to know.
We need to get NLE Choppa in the celebrity game. That kid is the what?
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody last night.
Yes, man.
We almost did too. But I ended up watching your Sam Cooke documentary, and you were right. That was a great suggestion. Mm-hmm. I would suggest for others. Been a good job. I learned some stuff in that thing. Those are always the best ones. I didn't realize Muhammad Ali called him right up into the. Right after he beats Liston.
Video footage of it,
and
too.
And he's telling Sam, come in here. Dude, that was fascinating to see that old stuff.
Yep.
It's awesome, dude. Appreciate that, the suggestion.
So, Rhapsody, never heard of him. Bo Reinhart.
No.
He's a vocalist for Need to Breathe.
Oh, I've met him.
You met him? He was in here for like a listener session or something?
Yeah, super nice guy.
All right, well, then you know that
You're
dude.
Lying.
That dude lame as hell if he's been in here for a listener session.
I know J.B. Smoove.
Is he
Curb Your Enthusiasm, dude?
He's the tall guy. Yeah, I know who that is.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew I was right on that one.
Steve Smith, everybody knows Steve Smith, former NFL receiver. Asia Wilson, who was not a celebrity as much as she is just a professional athlete, but I guess we have to mix it up.
Former South Carolina one.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a star.
Jay Williams, also a basketball player. Jason Weinman, who I gather is
which Jason is that? It's not Bateman Weinman. Who is that?
No, he's a hometown hero. He was in the. I'm pretty sure this guy was in the Army.
Okay.
So he's
not a celebrity?
No, it's one of those like well,
hometown
dude. Calm down. He was in the armed forces, man.
Right.
I mean, good God.
Well, they can honor him at the halftime show.
Wow, Bennett says not my celebrity game. I don't care if you serve for my country or not.
I'm just kidding.
We have a very strict set of rules here.
No,
Bennett's super patriotic.
All right, and then the other. Yeah, dude. God,
I'm sorry.
Move to Russia, man.
I'm sorry.
And then the other side, Ronnie 2K, who is, he does like social media for 2K.
That's my problem. Am I getting too old? I don't know half these people.
Ray Allen, you know him.
Yeah, I know Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see Ray shoot that jumper again.
Jesus
Shuttlesworth.
AJ Buckley, SEAL team actor. Bad Bunny. Is that the chick from Catch Me Outside?
What is Bad Bunny?
Is she the Catch Me Outside girl?
No.
Better not be.
That's Bad Baby.
Oh, Bad Bunny is a guy. I apologize. Okay.
Again, I told you I got Quavo.
Stephanie Dolson, she plays for the Chicago Sky. Mark Lazary obviously owns the Milwaukee Bucks. Hassan Minaj.
Now you see why Kevin Hart won 4 MVPs in a row?
We can't do better than this.
Man, we used to get Justin Bieber in this thing.
Quavo. Adam Ray. Do y'all know who Adam Ray is?
It's dropped off, bro. It's dropped off, bro.
Amanda Steeles.
Who?
Oh, sorry.
Brad Williams.
Who's Stephanie Dolson?
She
I think she work here.
She,
I think she's over in sales.
She's in traffic.
Right?
She plays for the Chicago
My Sky. My bad.
Yeah, now he's making fun of the WNBA.
Oh,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I was not doing that, John.
Oh, so
quit taking it to the extreme.
And then James Shaw Jr.
I thought it was a familiar name.
James Shaw Jr. is the
guy.
He's
the guy
the
that
Waffle
stopped
House.
The Waffle House.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shooter.
Dude from Nashville.
Yeah, he's the Waffle. He's the guy who.
Well, I'm definitely
the
rooting for his team.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but his team is.
He's got Quavo, and who was the MVP? That he can actually play, so he'll be in good shape.
Man, it is a
and Ray Allen. So you're in good shape with that squad.
I tell you this,
that's the away squad.
It is thin. They can't get better celebrities to play in this.
I'm not gonna lie to you, that's some B minus and C list.
We can't even get
got to get Dr. Oz, bro. It's getting rough.
Yeah,
like he's Chicago. Like this is Charlotte. Like I'd get it if it was at United Center or something.
Yeah.
Right? Like Dr. Oz. Come on.
Where's Cam Newton? Like, right?
Well, and he's hurt. Didn't he have the hurt
shoulder? Oh,
surgery,
yeah. He can't
hurt
play.
Shoulder.
Well, get somebody else from – get Luke Kuechly or who else from the – get Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey would do it.
All day long.
Yeah. There's no question about that. Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like they're 1 year away from having to just bring everybody from Wilding Out. And that's
why would
how
this
you
be the case when
be.
The as popular as the NBA is right now?
I know. It's
why
like,
would this? Why could you not get A level?
I would honestly
stars?
Say they have. They do not have any real celebrity on this entire.
I mean, Quavo is a big time.
Okay, Quavo, my bad. Quavo, yes, Migos, yes. But the only reason he's coming back probably is because he won the MVP.
Exactly.
He's defending,
no doubt.
So I would say they don't have besides Quavo. They have nobody on here who I would consider an actual, like, real A-list celebrity.
Taron J showing.
Leo can't won't play?
Who?
Leo.
DiCaprio?
Yes.
No, dude.
He's too big for
this.
Okay. Bradley Cooper won't play?
Too I mean, dude, he's
this.
Up for best actor.
Too big for
this.
This
is an all-star game. I mean, this,
I understand that.
This
I mean,
isn't like the, you know, Harlem Globetrotters.
No, but, dude, I mean, we're talking about D-listers. Like, we can, there's a middle ground. I mean, we don't have to go all the way from, you know, the dude on
the
soap opera to Leo DiCaprio.
All right, so who would be a perfect celebrity then for the All-Star game?
Who would Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt's an A-lister.
You could get him.
He's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He seems like he likes
Jurassic
to have fun
Park.
And all that stuff. He's young enough to want to do something like that.
Steve Carell.
Oh, you know who?
He can't play.
You don't watch The Office.
Denzel's son.
All
no.
day, you
relevant
should have
right
you should
now?
Have him in
yeah.
this because
oh he's in a sports related show.
Right,
Ricky
right, you're Jarrett, right. Black Klansman, yeah,
but he's
you're
in
right.
a sports related show
Bennett,
too.
You don't
so
even, yeah,
it
that
connects.
One is a no brainer. Good,
no,
good
you're right.
One.
He was he's
on the way up.
Black Klansman's up for an Oscar, right?
Great movie.
Is it up for Best Picture?
Yeah,
I know it was a Golden Globe.
It is, and Spike's okay. up for Best right. Director. He's up for Best Actor.
He got shut out. It felt like.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah, you took a dump on Ricky Jarrett.
You're right. I forgot about. I'm not because he's on Ballers, but mostly because he's up. He's in. He's a star in a movie that's up for Best Picture.
The dude is talented, and used to play running back.
Yeah,
used to be a running back.
Yeah. Anyway, All Star Weekend. Who's going to win the 3-point contest? They gonna give it to Dirk. They gonna lay down for Dirk.
First, every year you pick Steph and he doesn't win, so I'm not gonna fall for it this year. I'm gonna go ahead and take Devin Booker because he's defending champ. He's gonna repeat.
I'm taking Dirk. I think they lay down for Dirk. They let him win it on his way out.
No way.
Yep.
I'm taking Seth.
Oh,
the
my
brother.
God.
How about that?
Oh, my God. Seth Curry. Yep.
Watch out for you Buddy watch. Hill. Dude's been on fire.
He has.
Sounds like dude's found
I'm going to go Seth.
Kimba could win it. Kimba can win it, too. He gets hot.
Just
you know?
Saw him so. Last weekend.
Anyway, All-Star Weekend this weekend.
Miles Bridges in the dunk.
Miles Bridges in the dunk.
About the only one I recognize other than
this. Yeah, I have no idea. I have kinda. No idea. Whoever the hell can
That dude can jump out. He's going to do something impressive that we're talking about on Monday. I'm putting
That's
it
your
down.
Prediction?
He'll do something that we're talking about because he's that kind of athlete. He's freakish.
That I have no more predictions. That's the only one I have. I just predict Dirk's going to win the 3-point contest.
Did you see, speaking of a guy that likes white basketball players, Didi Joyner's son? On
I did.
Twitter.
I did see the video. I
There's
saw the video.
A 7-year-old white phenom in this city. Ball handling phenom.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see if he can shoot. That's to be determined.
Yep.
But Didi Joyner has got a son. It's on Twitter. Many of you probably have already seen it because it's gone viral. Handling that thing.
Yeah, like the it's
the from the Tigers video, right?
Correct. Yeah, he's recreating the Tigers intro video. Which was obviously the Nike commercial.
I actually should, if you haven't seen it, I'll retweet it.
Yeah,
I'll put a like on it.
Yeah, he's got some handles, man.
He's the next one, John.
He may be.
He is the next one.
He very well may be. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Running on my knees.
Landers Auto Sales. Never have you seen service like
Never.
What you're going to get at Landers Auto Sales. I'm in a Jeep Wrangler that I got from Landers, and I love it. It's a silver and black commitment to excellence edition. They got more of them out there on the lot. Whatever you are looking for. Whether you're looking for a small SUV, a large SUV, a compact car, a luxury car, truck, or van, it's all out there waiting on you. Price is starting at just $29.90. At Landers, you, the customer, are the priority, so they are going to do whatever they can to ensure that you get what you are looking for. They're located on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I was just thinking, like, it's in North Carolina this All-Star weekend. Mm-hmm. How do we not have Petey Pablo in the All-Star game, in the celebrity game?
It's silly.
Dude, Petey Pablo was a legend back in the day.
We're just killing him for being, you know, being a couple of years off on some of these people in terms Petey of popularity.
Pablo.
You're talking about a decade off.
Nah, dude, Petey Pablo.
Longer than that.
Petey Pablo had the definitive North Carolina anthem, though. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm, no.
Come on and breathe up. Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head. Spin it like a helicopter. North. Yeah, I mean, that was the anthem for Bennett in high school. You know, so I just don't understand.
I actually really did like that song.
Who doesn't like that song?
That one was actually one of his better ones.
Awesome.
Yeah. Get your hype.
Okay, so he's not in jail. He got out in 2014, so he's available, is what I'm saying. We could have got Petey Pablo. We definitely overlooked that one. We overlooked that one. Instead, we have...
They've missed the mark this year.
Instead, we have a female rapper named Rhapsody.
That I need to be aware of.
She's from North Carolina. So, there you go. That's tonight. All right, every day around this time, we do it. Let's go.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
Y'all know how we do it on Fridays. That's the entire weekend. And, yeah, I'll be checking out the Express on Saturday, you know, keeping an eye on it. I looked at tickets. I don't know yet. I think we'll see. You got to, like we said, you got to pull me in. You got to pull me in, Express. So what I know, you know I'll be watching because John and I cover it for the Athletic and the Tigers. That game is tomorrow. Your 15-10 Memphis Tigers basketball team, pretty big game for them. We'll take on third place UCF. I'm speaking of third place in the AAC standings right now. That game is tomorrow at 5 on ESPN2. Memphis, if you'll remember, was a 77-57 winner against UCF back on January 27th. Did a great job against B.J. Taylor and Taco Fall. Going to be harder on the road where Memphis is 2-5. We certainly know UCF's got something to play for. Like I said, if you want to be top four in this league with six games left in the regular season, I think you got to go 4-2. You could still get that done without a win this weekend, I guess. But again, remember, you still got to go to Cincinnati, too. You still got Temple.
Yep.
You still got at Wichita State. I think it'll take 4-2 for Memphis to get into the top four. And I think the team that would come out is UCF. Temple, too many easy wins the rest of the way. I think they're in, obviously, Houston and Cincinnati. I think Memphis got to go 4-2. Not necessarily have to win this game to do it, but would be a great start sweeping UCF and get you where you want to be in terms of for the AAC tournament and getting a first-round bye.
Tonight, 8 o'clock on TNT, the 2019 NBA Rising Stars Challenge, Team USA versus Team World. Of course, our very own Jaren Jackson Jr. is competing for Team USA. Let's go get MVP of the game.
Why not? It's hard for bigs, but why not, Bennett?
No, I'm excited to see him play against other, you know, star young players in the league tonight. Even though the game means nothing, it's still fun, and hopefully he dominates.
Yeah, obviously, I'll be checking out the Memphis Express, clearly, because... you know, it's a big-time weekend for the city of Memphis and for that team.
I hope it does well. I really do.
But also, Kentucky-Tennessee tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
No
we talked
doubt.
A little bit about
really
it to start
excited.
The show.
Really, really excited about that game. Really excited.
We typically do, every time we preview Tennessee, we typically do predict their doom. Is this the game that they drop? Do they drop this game?
Well,
do they win?
With that fun fact I gave you about Cal never losing two in a row at Rupp.
Yeah.
Does that sway you one way or the other?
Well, Cal just said he was asked if his team has moved on from LSU, the LSU loss, and he says, I have. Usually they'll move on if I move on. And he said he texted guys 2 hours after the loss saying, we needed this. We needed this because I saw slippage. I saw slippage, and there becomes an arrogance when you're winning.
I said 3-4 weeks ago I thought this would be the one. Now I also said South Carolina. That one was stupid. But this one I said, I'm backing off of it. I'm going it's going to be at LSU.
The one Tennessee
which
wins
is later
this
month. I think Tennessee ends up winning this
wow.
one. You're going to hand Cal the first time ever to
wow.
back-to-back losses at Rupp, first time in his career there, and Tennessee will lose at LSU. I got my eye on that LSU team, and they're flying right where they need to be. Nobody
right.
talking
just,
about
just
it.
Just kind of under the radar. What, piling up those good wins.
And off a bad call, in fairness to Kentucky, they get the win at Rupp this weekend.
Did y'all hear that? Memphis Jason Smith says Tennessee is going to go on the road to Rupp Arena, and they are going to win the game
this
weekend.
Well, they're the number one team in the country.
They are the number one team in the country.
LSU just went in there and got one. Why can't Tennessee?
That's, I suppose that is true. I suppose that now it's possible though that
they got the makeup.
Kentucky,
they're better built for
Kentucky
it.
Kentucky overlooked LSU, waiting for Tennessee.
You mentioned that might happen, and you could maybe again. It comes down to a call. Should have gone the other way. Should have been going to overtime.
Right.
Kentucky
right.
win that game.
Right. Big weekend. No question about it. Big weekend in sports. Should be a fun Monday. That's gonna do it for us today.
Do the all aboard one more time.
All aboard. One more time for the row, one time for the one time. Memphis Express
trying
debut.
To help the Express.
This weekend.
There it is.
In Memphis.
Wheels up, Express.
Wheels up, baby. Silent Disco, let's go. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Eric Halftime is up next, so stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Ask Alexa or Google.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.